Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, father.
Bother. Hey, y'all. You are listening to another episode of Drag and Draft. And with your hostesses, Sergio, but you call me Serge, that's me.
And Jamari, you can just call me Jamari because why not?
Yes, why not? That's like your name.
Right, like I was given the name.
Yeah. So, oh, Jamari, sorry. Hey, if y'all are new to Drag and Draft, on Drag, we make RuPaul Drag Race even more exciting by turning it into a team competition. We pick our favorite queens each season, draft them into houses, and follow their journey through the competition. Every week, we assist who's performing the best, and the winning house gets a strategic advantage by picking first the next season. That'll be season 18. Or, well, no, that could be if we do international, whatever. So,
Yeah.
it's literally a drag race within a driver. So, here we are. But anyway, how's it been going, Jamari? How's life?
I've started the new job. Things are going well. I've caught on a lot quicker than I thought I would, which is surprising to me because I'm dealing with drugs and shit. Not drugs, like pharmaceutical stuff, like aspirin and stuff. Yeah.
Okay, well, so you hope you're not a drug dealer.
Oh hell no. No, not me. I could do it.
One of your past lives, I guess.
Bitch, imagine I was a fucking drug dealer running the streets of New York.
Oh, New York. Oh, no. Good
Bitch,
luck. Good luck.
imagine.
Oh. By the way,
But
I want to pick with you. No, go ahead. Finish this nightmare, though.
no, wait, what were you gonna say? What were you gonna say?
I got a bone to pick with you.
With me! Oh God.
I jumped on my eyebrows on your avatar jumped up.
Because
The
even
fuck?
my avatar knows.
Right. Why I jump on
Hey,
Instagram if your account is inactive? That.
listen. There's a reason behind it. I knew you would find it. No, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It didn't feel the same. Like, I started, trying to get back into the feel of Instagram and stuff like that. And I really couldn't get into it. Like, my Twitter is still up. Like, my Twitter is up. I probably won't get rid of Twitter for like a minute. But like Instagram, I couldn't get back into it because like I was privated, and then it was like I only had a little amount of followers, and I only let people follow me who I like trust and stuff like that. Because there's a lot of fake bitches out here, and so I'd rather not have Instagram. And I feel like I could do a lot more on Twitter than I do with Instagram. Like I could basically do Instagram on Twitter, so I just kept Twitter.
Okay, I
I
respect
sh
it. I
I
respect
should have
it.
told you. I'm sorry.
No, I respect it. I like having you on Instagram because I can send you stuff and we can joke about a lot,
I mean,
joke
I
about
got until April to redownload it, so I can redownload it and just have you on there.
No, don't just redial it for me. But I was like worried. I'm like, uh-oh, what's happening now? What is it?
No. I mean, life is, life and as it does. But like I don't know. I couldn't get into that groove like how I used to be with Instagram. Like it wasn't the same.
You'll
I'm
be
so
back.
sorry. I'm dead. No, I won't. I'm not coming back.
Sure, Jam. But
But
do you wanna let's retell who our houses are?
so who I have left in my house, we have Susie Toot with 2 wins, Anya Nerve with 2 wins, and R. Yeti with 1 win. We got
That's
three
it?
people in
That's all you have?
the
Oh, that's all you have in your house?
household. It's a little empty. It's a little empty. But we work it. I mean, we work it overtime.
Ooh, I have Sam at 2 wins, Lexi with 1 win, and then Jules, like Lana, Corey King, and Lydia. Let's get into this episode.
Yes.
Episode 9 of RuPaul Drag Race, Heavens to Betsy. That title
Girl, when I
scared me.
first scared the fuck out of me, I thought she was gone.
Oh, no, she's alive and well. This is a sewing challenge or a design challenge where the queens get to make outfits inspired by the great Betsy Johnson.
Yes.
So, and I feel like watching the whole episode and watching the episode twice, I can tell Betsy Johnson was living her life. And she said literally this is like the second best thing that ever happened to her in her life.
Right, like I almost started crying.
She was nearly crying too. Like it was a really cute episode. So Keisha goes home, and Corey says, "My lords are gonna be called if I don't get a win," and that did not age well.
Damn.
Corey could have done so much better in this season if the challenges were different. Like
listen.
Like come on. But we could talk about it. So, but Sam is very confident because Sam just won.
The Rusical.
Yes, the Wicked Wiz of Oz. Yes. And so she jumped up. Like, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank the Academy. And then, like,
Arietti was like, just interrupt her. She'll stop talking or something like that.
Right. Sam was like, what'd you say?
Right. And Arietti was like, I said.
And they're all, like, cool and kiki with each other. Like, this is how they are. So, it's funny and seeing it. But right at the top of the episode, we have three girls with two wins now. Two on your team and one on my team.
Yes.
But, so, the new day in the workroom, we have a reading challenge.
Finally.
I guess I just, well, one of them is Anya said, a lot of us come here to start our careers. Lana came here to end it.
To end it, bitch. I would have been pissed.
I watched Nina Bonilla Brown, and she made a joke. She was like, I mean, actually, a lot of girls come on the show, and their careers end. So, yikes. Lexi said, Corey King, when Marsha B. Johnson threw you, how bad did it hurt? I found that funny. Oh, shit. Jamari, where you go? Where did you go? Jamari. He's gone. Reconnecting.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, are you okay?
Okay. Yes, I'm okay. It took me a minute. I was trying to find it. But one that I got, which it took me a minute to click. Lexi Love was roasting Corey King, and she was like... She said, Corey King, when Marsha P. Johnson threw you, did it hurt?
I literally just said that, but you got
disconnected. You did?
You got disconnected in here.
Shut up. Funny.
You have another one?
Another one I had was when Jules was came to Arietti and was like, I don't think it's fair that Michelle clocked you for your cat makeup. Not because... So wait, what did she say? Not that it wasn't fair to you, but that it wasn't fair to Cats the Musical or something like that.
Yes.
And said, I fucking screamed.
She said, Michelle Visage said that your makeup is giving Cats the Musical, and I don't think that's fair to Cats the Musical.
Yeah.
I also have Lana when she said, Sam Star, you remind me of my favorite Batman character. Two-Face. any comic book reference I love.
Right.
And then Susie, I had Lana, all you can do is disappoint the judges. I thought that was her one joke that I actually did laugh at.
Right, and she got four in.
Yeah. And I thought it was okay. I thought her reads were cool, but I didn't like fall on the floor laughing, you know.
Right.
Did you have any other reads that you liked?
No, but I will say that I thought Jules was taking it.
Yeah. But Susie ends up winning. Congratulations. Period. So we get into the Maxi Challenge. They are to create original look inspired by Betsy Johnson. She is a very, very talented designer and a trailblazer.
Because
she was the first designer to have transgender models model her clothing.
And she, as she said, they do it the best.
Hey. Which made me think, like, is this Lexi's episode?
Bitch, when I saw that and did the confessional immediately after, I was like, oh, she's winning.
And it was that, and when she had her mini breakdown.
Bitch, the breakdown scared me because I was like, do not get in your head right now. Do not get in your head right now.
Especially, she's my top girl in my house. So I'm like,
right, she's not even in my home.
Right, she's not.
Ooh.
She's in my house, baby. But I was like, you better get it together, girl. I'm rooting for you. We're all rooting for you. So, so I was like, this is Lex's episode to win. We'll see. Going into this episode, who did you think was going to do the best, and who did you think was going to be like do the worst?
Immediately, I was like, Arietti's going to be good. I was like, Jules is going to be good. At first, I was like, Lexi's going to be good, and then she got in her head at that one moment. But then Sam came and snapped her out of that shit and brought her back to life. So I was like, okay, Lexi's going to be good. Mm-hmm. Who I was worried for? I was worried for Corey, because I was like, if that bitch walks out in another fucking miniskirt. Because if she makes this shit her fifth or sixth miniskirt, I'm crying.
I didn't realize how much miniskirt she's worn this entire time.
Yes.
I didn't realize they showed us. I was like, oh, wow. She has been doing the same silhouette, same miniskirt all this time.
Yeah, when they clocked her for it, I was like, damn.
But going into this episode, I thought Lexi, Sam, and Arietti is going to be the top, and Lydia, Corey, and Lana was going to be the bottom. Now, I originally thought Lexi was going to win, and they was going to do Corey versus Lana, and this was going to be Lana's time to go. But one person did shock me, but we'll get there.
We will get there, because I was pissed.
Oh, yeah. So the collections are Punk Grunge Flapper, which has Susie, Lydia, and Jules. Point out one thing, though. When they was choosing, Susie got to choose first because she does a reading challenge. And then the person that she chooses the next person, and it goes on and on. Lydia, who got the opportunity to choose second, she did not choose Corey to go next. She chose Lexi. Right. And I'm like, this is the second time Lydia is just not for Corey. This is very weird, very interesting. Because the first time was when they voted Corey out from being the Good Witch, and not even Lydia voted for her. So I'm like, is Lydia... Lydia not... Corey, you gotta rethink about this relationship, girl. It's like, no.
Right, because, I mean, if we've been sitting over here talking for for nine episodes now, and you ain't... And we sit here, you get the opportunity to choose something, to pick the next person, to choose like a garment or something. And you look at me, I look at you, and you look at somebody else and choose them. I'm cutting it off. You're dead to me.
Right. I was like, I mean, if you were in a situation, you like smitten with somebody, would you help them throughout the competition as well? Like, try to think you would help each other?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Would you?
I agree.
Okay, period.
But, so, Punk, Grunge, Flapper, Susie, Lydia, and Jules. Prenup is Lexi, Sam, and Arietti. And then third category, Betsy's Prom, Lana, Anya, and Corey. So, which collection would you go for?
I would have went for the bridal one.
Okay, Prenup.
The Pinup.
I'm the same. I said the same thing. Because I've said this before. I love leather. I love black. Black, white, that aesthetic. I would go for that first. What would your second choice be?
Second choice would have been the pink one.
I don't know. Something about prom I just would not want to go for. Because I feel like prom does not go well in Drag Race history. So I would try my best with Punk Grunge Flapper, but I would hate it because I don't like things that don't match, and I don't know.
I feel like I would have had a hard time with that one.
Yeah, it does. That's why Jules chose it, because it was going to be the most difficult one. So, and we'll see what happened then. But I wanted to also point out, Lana said that in high school, she said she didn't go to prom.
Yeah, and that blew the fuck out of me. I was like, wait a minute, how old is Lana?
Right, I want to search that, because this bitch, she was in high school during COVID? What the fuck?
I was like, wait a minute, am I that old?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to see right now. She is 22.
Shut the fuck up.
Born 2002. Crazy. She seemed older.
Right, I thought she was at least 23,
24. One year older. Bitch.
I mean, at least.
She's about to be 23 in May, so.
Crazy.
But yeah, I was like, what the fuck? One of the main stories on this episode is RuPaul told Corey, do a different silhouette. And Corey's like, okay, I will. Something told her overnight. Some demon, some sleep paralysis demon told her, go do the mini dress now.
You're fucking stupid, not the voice.
But like, what made Corey?
Literally. When she came back, when she popped back up that next day and was like, I'm not finna walk in no gown looking like some old lady. I was like, bitch, you could easily turn that the fuck out at a high slit, something. It didn't have to be no floor length gown.
I believe Corey just didn't have enough confidence in her sewing abilities. So she's like, look, I'm just gonna stick to what I know. But did you have any other notes before we get into the maxi, get into the runway? Runway.
Let's get into the runway. Runway.
So, let's first remind the audience. Snatch, scratch, sculpted, slaughtered. So, if y'all know Toot and Boot, Toot is good, Boot is bad, right?
Right.
So, we, our own rendition of it, our rendition of Toot would be snatched, and our rendition of Boot is scratched. Now, they on Fashion Photo Review, they also do shoots, which is like the best of like gag. Gag is the best thing on the runway. We're not gonna call it shoot, we're gonna call it sculpted. And then if it's horrible, throw it away, trash, we call it slaughtered. So we have snatched, scratched, sculpted, and slaughtered. We released the ball episode. It's late, but go ahead, watch it. It's a good watch. We did snatch, scratched, and we slaughtered some, we sculpted some, so give that a listen. But let's get into it.
Man. Let's get into it.
First of all, I want to say, RuPaul's look.
Bitch! I was like, okay, lace?
I love lace. I love lace. I love mesh. I love lace. I love leather. So when Ru came out, yes, that's my mama right there. I don't care what anybody says. That's my mama. I give Ru's look a sculpted. We don't judge Ru's look.
No.
But that's a sculpted right there.
Bitch, I audibly gasped when she walked out.
It's so beautiful. I love that. I love that. But, okay, so first category is punk grunge flappers. First up is Jules. What do you think about it?
I honestly knew Jules was going to turn it. Because when she was in the room, she was like, they got in her head. Like, everybody's getting her in her head. But I was like, with that pattern, with those different furs, this is going to turn out great. And what did it do? She fucking turned it out great and even did more than what I thought she was going to do when she added the embezzlements with the with the spikes and shit. I was like, bitch, that's fucking Betsy right there. And then what sold it for me, which I was like, oh, she's in the top, if not winning, when Betsy was like, this looks exactly like a certain collection, I was like, there goes a win for Sergio.
Win for me, baby. I am in love with how she did the fur. That's my favorite part. Like, when she was in the back saying, I don't know what I'm going to do with, I don't have enough fur to do enough. I don't know what I'm going to do. And in my head, before she even said it, I was like, just
do all of them. Just make a pattern.
Period. See?
And she did.
A and father's intuition good. Never lies.
Yes. Dad is here. But yeah. I did. I really liked it. I have a controversial statement, though.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't have chosen this as my win, though.
Honestly, I thought it was going to be a double.
Ah.
I thought it was going to be a double.
Okay, between her and someone else?
Yes.
Okay. But, okay, so what are we giving us? What are we giving Jules?
I give it a snatch. A strong ass snatch. Like, that bitch can't even breathe. That's how strong the snatch is.
I give it a snatch as well. Next is Lydia Butthole. Big old Butthole Collins.
Big old Butthole is crazy. Oh, I was, when she walked out, I said, what? I was like, what? Because when I saw the face skinny with the wig on top and the hat on top of the wig on top of the face skinny, I was like, wait. Because I was like, oh, I would have lived if it would have been the bottom part portion and the cat mink with the feather, the drapery with the fur. She would have ate down, but then you look up, and she got on this fucking Betty White wig on top of the face skinny.
Not the Betty White wig. I can't.
I was, my heart stopped. I was like, oh no, why would she do that?
So you really liked this, what you're saying?
Yes, fully. I loved it.
So it's a sculpted, right?
Bitch, it's beyond sculpted.
Okay, I didn't hate that part.
You didn't hate the Rue McClanahan wig on top of the face skinny?
I didn't even notice it like that deep. So I when she first walked, I was like, I'm finding it. Right, like, I think I like it. And then the more I look at it, I was like, oh, I see the imperfections. Because I really like the I think it's like a mesh texture on her.
Yeah.
Underneath.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of like flesh tone a bit. I love that part. That's my favorite part of the outfit. And then, however, the way she rouged the top. By the way, we're not drag queens, by the way. Let's play this.
At all.
We're not drag queens. We don't know shit. Okay. This is our opinions. This is how we're. This is a fan's perspective. Okay. So don't take our opinions to heart. We're just talking shit. But yeah, the rouging in the front, it was. I don't know what happened there. It was a little baggy in the front. So that's what I noticed. And I was like, oh, I don't know now. I don't know. And then everything else wasn't really... So what did you give her?
I gave her a scratched.
Okay. Yeah, I gave it a scratch too. So next is Susie. Susie Toot. So the outfit is put together. I like it overall. I do. So it's a safe look for me overall. However, the only critique I have is her acting.
Yeah.
Hated.
What were you doing?
What? Right. She was trying to do like a punk, trying to be punk and trying to be rock, which she did in the first episode or the second episode. Or no, whatever episode it was where they was doing the remixes.
Yeah, with she was doing the punk thing, but that was more punk than what she was doing on stage.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm like, I'm surprised that she was not able to incorporate that again, because her the way she performed this look on the runway, I was like, girl, stop, please.
I was like, please stop. Put the fingers down.
Like, it was kind of cringe. But the outfit itself is fine to me. What do you think of it?
Susie, get back in the house. Get back in the house.
Your house, exactly. Yeah.
Get back in the house. I mean, the garment was good. It was just the acting and the way she presented it that was like, oh, God.
Yeah, I think we all agree on that because Monet on the pit stop was talking about it too. So I think we all agree that the performance was not there, but the outfit is fine. So what'd you give it?
I give it a snatch.
I give it a snatch as well, but I give the acting a scratch.
The acting was slaughtered.
Oh,
let's be for real. Let's be for real.
Who did the best in the punk grunge flappers?
Oh, Jules. Jules ate down.
Yes, I agree. So next category is Betsy's prom versus Corey King. What do you think about it?
Bitch, this was bad. Not like bad, because I know I wouldn't be able to even sew half of what she had. But like, I was like compared to what we've seen so far, she was immediately placed at the bottom.
Yeah, it was not the best. It did give 80s. Her makeup is beautiful.
Oh, the makeup's good, and the wig was good, too.
Yeah, the wig gave 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the corsage on her wrist. But, yeah. So, what do you give her?
I give it a slaughter.
You give it a slaughter? Okay.
What'd you give it?
Not too much on my house. Like, no. I give it a scratch. Only because it's, like, it's a look. It was not a great look, but it's not like I'm gonna throw it away. You know, just little fixes here and there, and it'll look better to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just scratch. So next is On Your Nerve. When she first came out, I was like, okay. Like every time a girl come out in this category, I was like, it gets better and better. I thought it was good until they pointed out the flaws, and I was like, oh, I see it. Yeah, the bows could have been proportioned better, where like the biggest bow is on the top and then gets smaller as you go down, or vice versa, the other way around. I like how she have the pink wig. I do like pink wig. Some people don't like the pink wig, but I like it. It just could have been tweaked a little better. And to me, it wasn't that bad. What do you think of it?
Anya, what happened? What happened?
Yeah, I think this is the one that shocked both of us the most.
Bitch, I was shaking in my boots.
Yeah, it definitely shocked me that she ended up in the bottom. So what do you give her?
I gave her a snatched, just off of the leather, using leather fabric, because I can't imagine that's not that easy.
But also because she's in your house.
I mean, that too, yes. I mean, yeah, that.
Oh, so you admitting it?
No, I would never. Delete that. Redact it.
Wow. So I gave her a snatch overall. It's a very light snatch. She just needed.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. I like how she dressed it up, like the hair. The next is Lana, which one thing I note when she walked the runway. Once again, she said, I don't usually do that ... Like, it tickles me every time she comes on the runway and say, I usually don't do...
The voice change is so fucking hilarious.
I love Lana so much. So she said, I don't usually do camp. I usually don't do campy, but... I'm like, this is campy? Okay. I mean, she's doing little dances, but that's campy? Okay.
And she's wearing a bigger hair than usual.
Right. So, but I kind of gasped when she came out. I was surprised.
Right? When she walked out, I was like, oh, shit. Hold up. Not her about to be at, like, the top.
Possibly. I was like, okay, she looked good.
Right.
So, I mean, the outfit, she just looks gorgeous. She looks gorgeous. There's not much to say. It is a mini dress, you know, but she looks good. And it's giving 80s. It's giving prom.
Oh, bitch, you just called it. She has worn a lot of mini dresses.
She has?
I mean, for all of her design challenges, they've been mini dresses.
I mean, if that's what you can do at this point.
I mean, like, honestly, well, like Rue says.
But, I mean, she looks good. She looks good. The makeup, hair, outfit, just, Wait, so how do you think about it? What do you think about it?
I thought it was really good. Like you said, I did gasp when she walked out. I was like, oh, shit. Like, she wanted to win. Like, she wanted to, like, show the judges she can do more with a mini dress. Like, she added the train. She added the train.
I will prove to y'all I can do better in a mini dress, bitch. That's what Corey said.
Oh, my God. Like, that was probably the final stage in her mini dress evolution.
You know, Corey was trying to say the same thing. I swear, y'all, I can rock a mini dress. We know. But you don't have to do it this time.
Right. So, but I gave Lana a snatch. She did really good.
Okay, I give her a snatch as well. Who did the best in the Betsy's prom?
Lana.
Yep, I agree. So, next is Hannah.
I was so ready for this one.
So, coming in, Sam said, I think we have the best. I think we have the best collection. Do you agree?
Honestly, though, no. I feel like a lot of could have been done with the grunge one, but the most well-executed one was definitely them.
I agree. So first is Arietti. What do you think about it?
Bitch, I loved it. I loved the small... Like, I was scared when she was grabbing all that black fabric. I was like, where's the white gonna come in? Where's the white? Where's the white?
Yeah.
And I never say that. But I was like, where's the white? And she... I was like, where's the white? And she did it so well by adding like the white cuffs and the white bow. And I think there was some white detailing in like the headpiece. Never underestimate Arietti when it comes to a sewing challenge.
Yeah. One tweet that she said before the season even started that I just remember, she had a picture of Q and she said, I'm you, but stronger.
I'm dead. No, she fucked. I love Arietti.
Yes. This was amazing to me. She looked so freaking good.
Like the bitch was fucking skull. Oop.
I mean,
the bitch was sculpted. I'm sorry.
She sculpted. Absolutely. I give it a sculpted too. She killed this. She looks so, so good. Again, I love lace or anything that resembles lace or mesh or leather. And this bitch did everything. She was kind of giving groom, like, she's kind of giving the groom, and Lexi was kind of giving the...
The bride, bitch! Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was so weird, though. Arietti went straight black, Lexi went straight white, and then Sam was, like, the middle between the two.
Right, so, like, was that planned? I don't know. They did that. Okay, so Arietti is a sculpted. So next
sculpted
is
the fuck down.
Yes. So next is Sam Storm. I really like this at first hand, but it's kind of giving Madonna.
Like a virgin, yeah.
Like a virgin. Oh my! I would never forget that performance. I think it was MTV. Her, Britney, and Christina Aguilera.
Bitch, I seen that a couple days ago.
Oh my goodness, iconic. But yeah, I love this outfit. I love black and white together, like a two-tone thing. I thought it was really cool. I thought this outfit was really cool.
Yeah, she did really good.
Though, I appreciate that she did a different silhouette than she usually does.
Yeah.
Though it kind of seemed like she could have done more. From what we know of her talent as a seamstress, you would think that she could do more than this. But I like it overall. So, what do you think of it?
I feel like she played it safe.
Yeah.
I feel like Sam saw what the other two were going to go for, straight up bridal looks, and was like, let me put my own spin on it.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So, what do we give her? I give her a snatch.
Yeah, I gave her a high snatch.
Okay, cool. Last but not least, Lexi Love.
Bitch! Let me go first. When that bitch turned... I'm sorry, Lexi, I don't mean to call you a bitch, but you know I mean that as a term of endearment. When that bitch walked on that stage and I saw the veil. I was like, oh shit, like that's the skirt. And then I looked again. I was like, oh shit, that's the fucking veil. But she fucking aged. So far, she has my highest degree of sculpt of the season. Like, that bitch was literally handcrafted by the Lord himself. She ate the fuck down. Boots.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. This look, oh my gosh. The drama. Yes. Orgasm. Like, she killed everything. And then the rainbow hair at the top, giving Betsy.
Bitch.
I loved it so much. And I'm giving a sculpted as well. She ate.
Like, nothing was left on that plate. Even the plate was gone.
Period. Like, she did
what needed to be done.
Yes, I honestly, now that we're at the end, I thought she was gonna win.
I fully did. When she walked out, I was like, winner. She won.
Yeah. Who you think did better in the prenup? It's hard. But
I give it to Lexi.
Mm-hmm. I give it to Lexi too, but Arietti is very close number two.
Very close.
I think one also thing that kind of set Arietti behind was she wasn't. She gave more Arietti than Betsy. And I think that's what they were trying to tease at the entire time.
Yeah, because she was like, I'm going to give half you, half me. And I was like, okay, but when she walked out.
But the look was immaculate. It was great.
Literally chef's kiss.
Yeah, so we do agree that prenup was the best category.
Literally the best category.
Deliberations come. Who safe is Susie, Lana, and Sam. Do you agree with that?
I do agree.
Okay. I would have, if the people that were on top wasn't there, I would put Lana maybe in the top, but yeah. Like, I can't replace Lana with anybody else that's in the top, but I would put Lana as like top four.
Mm-hmm.
And then top is Jules, Arietti, and Lexi. Do you agree?
I fully agree.
Yep. And then bottom is Corey, Lydia, and Anya. Do you agree?
Damn.
Yeah. Anya is in the bottom. Gag.
I will say, though, I was worried when I saw Anya in the bottom. But then I was like, oh, I know what they're trying to go for.
Oh, absolutely.
I knew what they were trying to go for.
And they kind of talked about it on Talks. It was like, y'all see Corey and Lydia's in the bottom, right? Y'all know they're going to put y'all in the bottom. Listen, guess nothing.
Listen, if I was on, y'all would have went back. As soon as I looked to my left and my right and saw who was at the bottom of me, went back to drink that cocktail and relaxed.
Right. I have nothing to worry about, bitch, because I know exactly what they're about to do. But, so Jules end up winning.
Yes.
That's one win for my house. We love to see it.
Are we tied now?
Let me see.
Because I know I have 5 wins.
I have 4 wins.
Period. Period. Stay behind. <That's
it>. we're getting there, babe. We're getting there. So Jules won. I am honestly, she was the third best for me. But in my opinion, I think she deserved a win at some point because she's been doing really, really good in the competition. So I was happy that she did get a win.
Right. And I will say the comment that probably led her to the win was from Betsy herself saying that this looked like it came straight off the runway from that particular show that she did.
Yeah, Betsy herself. If Betsy chose, she probably would have chose Jules anyway. So, yeah. And when I think of a girl that I don't really agree with their win, I look back on what they've done in the other challenges, and if I did expect them to win in another challenge, then I would accept their win now. Because, honestly, Snatch Game, it was either her or Anya. I would have been fine if Jules won it. honestly, because I laughed out loud with her Bigfoot or Big Feet. So because she didn't win that and she won this, I was okay with it.
We end up getting a lip-sync between Corey and Lydia. Surprise, shocker.
I knew it was coming.
And get this, the song is called "To Kiss Me Deadly" by Lita Ford. Have you heard the song before?
Never heard the song.
Me neither.
But when I saw the title, I was like, they have the opportunity to do something historical.
And what they did was that.
Bitch. When I tell you, me and my boyfriend literally looked at each other with our mouths like dropped.
I thought you were gonna say you and your boyfriend kissed too. I was like, fuck y'all.
Bitch, no. No, I literally was jumping like fucking Jules was in the back.
Yes. Another episode which I wish I went to the club to see.
Bitch, imagine the club. Oh yes. My god.
I said this the last three episodes. I wish I was in the club to see this moment because that was a cinematic, like, television moment that's gonna last forever. Like, before the kiss even started, I'm like, this is so cute. Them lip syncing with each other. Like, and knowing that they are in a relationship, they confirmed it after this episode.
Right.
It's just so cute for them to look back at it and be like, look at us. Like, I was like, this is so cute.
Like, look at what we did in front of millions of people, including RuPaul.
Right, and Betsy. I wonder what Betsy thought when they kissed. I don't think they showed her. But
I don't think they... No, they did. They did, like, a wide pan of, like, the judges, and I think she was clapping just as loud as RuPaul was. Bitch, RuPaul was living for that shit.
That's what they want. That's what we was waiting for. That's why they picked the song. Literally. I mean, they could have did... Nah. Can you imagine they did Kiss a Girl Again by Katy Perry?
No, that wouldn't have worked.
That would be too campy.
I feel like the climax and the build-up with this song was like Chef's Kiss. It was good.
Literally.
Let's see what you did there.
But yeah, it was an amazing, amazing moment. Like, I gasped. I was, like, screaming at the TV because what a moment. Oh my gosh. So, okay. So, who did you think did better in the scene?
Honestly, I'm not even going to lie to you. I thought it was they were going to both be saved.
Oh, yeah. That could have. I thought about that, too. Because it was very, like... No one, I don't think anyone did better than anyone else. No. I think Lydia edged her up a little tiny bit with her expressions.
Yes, Lydia's expressions are good.
Yeah, Lydia's expressions was like a little better, but neither did like extraordinary to me, in my opinion. So I did think it was going to be a double save, but shockingly, Corey gets eliminated.
Bitch.
That's a gag to me.
It's no, especially after lip sync like that. I was like,
yeah.
No.
The gas heard across the world. Like, gag for real. Because Corey was one of the main characters of the season. Very, I don't know. He's just a charismatic character. So it was just
held the confessionals, like literally held the confessionals down.
Yeah. So it is shocking to not see Corey next week. It will be shocking. I wonder how Lydia's gonna go after this. How she's gonna take this. Like, Corey's like, RuPaul, you'll be hearing from my lawyers. This really? This? She turns around, shows the food plate. This? You eliminating this? Oh, wow.
No, what killed me was when she was, like, walking out, and she goes, oh, I know y'all want to see it, and then rolls up the skirt. I'm going to just give it to y'all before I go. Like, this, I love Corey.
That's too bad. I love Corey. I love Corey so much. Like, she's such a funny person. And I'm going to continue watching their vlogs, because Corey's an entertaining person.
and hopefully we get to meet someday.
Yes. I still can't get over the Michael Jackson impersonation.
Oh my goodness. What's next? What's next? You have a pig in the house?
Bitch!
What was that?
I don't know what that was. What are you talking about?
Oh. Okay, so the next episode, and this is the one reason I'm very disappointed that Corey's gone, because the next episode is a villain's roast with
Candy Muse. And guess who's gonna fucking be there?
Candy Muse, Plain Jane, and Mistress Isabel Brooks. Corey was just 1 week shy, bitch.
I feel like Corey could have gotten a win, possibly.
Possibly. I don't know.
At least a high place, man.
They've told Corey many times that Corey's not funny. She can't do funny for some reason, though she's Ooh. A funny person. I don't know. I feel like Corey could have done really well. And then Plain Jane is there. What a missed opportunity.
Literally, because you know Plain would have read her ass right back.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sure Corey would have an advantage roasting her, so... maybe that's why they got rid of her before the roast, because that's an advantage, but I don't know. So how do you feel about this villain's roast? We're doing a roast next week. Candy Muse, Plain Jane, Mistress. What do you think?
That's the lineup. Like, there's so much they could do off that. But, like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little shaky on who's gonna actually take it out. I feel like Sam could go far. I feel like
Anya showed was Sam.
Listen, that's why it had me like, oh, is Sam getting her third win? The first girl for three wins?
Who knows? But if you can predict who could be high, who could be low, what do you think?
I think Sam, I think Jules possibly, I think Anya, and maybe Lexi? Mm-hmm. And then for the bottoms, Lana, Lydia, and, yeah.
You're forgetting the person that's going to go home.
Lana, Lydia.
Arietti's going home.
Oh, bitch. Ari, oh, God. Oh, God. I can't lose another house member. Somebody give Arietti jokes. Please, somebody give her jokes.
No. She's the only girl that they showed on the reading challenge to do that.
Y'all, please. Home. Please. Somebody,
Every
please.
Every time she do comedy, they read her down. She's
Y'all, somebody home. Be a sister. Somebody be a sister. Please.
I mean, she's been really excellent in the sewing challenge and the look department. Everything else, they've just... She's not been doing well. And they did. There was a preview where her and Jules bumped heads a little.
Yes, that. I'm ready to see what that's about. I was like, did Jules try to help her and the joke not fly?
I feel like what happened was, whatever the mini challenges, Jules earned the right to pick the spots. Pick like
And Arianna got probably picked last or first.
Yeah, Arietti got a placement that she didn't like, probably. Mm. And so that's why she said, friends, stab yourself in the back, stab me in the back. Blah, blah. Who I think is going to be high and low, I wrote down, I think Lexi's going to win. And then I think Sam, Anya, and Jules going to be high. Low is obviously going to be Arietti, Lana, and probably Lydia. Who's gonna lip sync? I think it's gonna be probably Lana and Arietti, and then Arietti's gone home.
Bitch, no. What? No. Oh my God. I can't lose another house member.
I mean, that I got two people that could be in the bottom, and then you have one. I don't think
I Anya have fucking wood.
I don't think Anya and Susie's gonna do bad, so yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But do you have any other thoughts before we close out?
Yes, all the listeners out there, please pray for my house. Rent is coming up, and we done lost a couple of members.
A couple. Half of your members. Half. Literally, half of your members are gone.
Are gone.
You want to state your date? Your departed, recently departed.
Oh, guys, we got Miss Crystal. We got Acacia. Forgot. We got fucking Lucky Stars and Harmona.
Yeah. Four out of seven.
Four out of seven fucking girls gone.
Yep, and I lost Corey King this episode. And I had Joella as well. So, two gone, five more to go. So,
oh my gosh, this is just like Canada's Drag Race versus the World Part 2.
What is it?
Where all my house is gone except for like one girl.
Oh, yeah. Just fighting for the house. But that is all for this episode for now. Where can they follow you, Jamari? Not on Instagram.
Yes, no longer on Instagram, but y'all can still follow me on Twitter. That page is not privated, so.
What's the Twitter?
It's Jamari MB. That's JOMARIMB. Yes.
Yeah. I am on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Any social media, just look me up at Call Me Sir, CallMeSirg. And you can follow our podcast on Instagram at Drag and Draft, DRAG, N for nonsense, DRAFT. Drag and Draft on Instagram. Follow us. We do polls. We do drag race stuff. We post all the drag stuff. And also you can get updated on our houses. See who's doing well, who's losing their family every week.
Yeah. Wow.
It's okay. We will see who comes out on top. But until next time, until next week, this has been Drag and Draft. We'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Bye.